just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
My thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Also a shout out to Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group for their support as well. Hi. Well, that was quite a week 12. This is season 7, episode 46 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, you can email me any of your personal fantasy questions, right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Before I do a week 12 recap, which will be independent of the Monday game between the Colts and the Steelers, because I'm recording this on Monday morning before heading to Walt Disney World for the day, I want to update the podcast league, the Fantasy Football Federation. We are a guillotine league this year. As Jeff Probst would say, eight are left. Who will be voted off next? Six have been eliminated from the podcast league in reverse order. Scott from Payway finished 14th. Then there was Drew Garabo from 102.5 The Bone finished 13th. Tony, last year's AFL Podcast League champion, finished 12th. Rob Wright, two-time Podcast League champion, finished 11th. Greg from Ocala was eliminated last week, finished 10th. And this week, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford will not be defending his money anymore as a common contestant this season as he finishes 9th. Victimized. Granted, he didn't have room for error working from the bottom up with Kevin Weiss and myself and, to an extent, Ira Kaufman, the sage from JoeBucksFan.com. But Travis Etienne getting injured, and then we learn he was cleared to return, but Doug Peterson didn't want to risk it. He's been one of Sean's better players. As a result of that, got very little in terms of production from Etienne, and Sean Sullivan doesn't survive the guillotine in week 12. So he finishes in 9th. So 8 are left going forward. 1 will be eliminated every week the next 4 weeks before the final 4 play one final week in week 17 for $1,000 from Bill Curry Ford. Remember, none of my leagues, personal or podcasts, have ever included an entry fee. We play for free, but thanks to Bill Curry Ford and other sponsors in recent years, the winner has received compensation for winning the championship. Okay, so let's recap. Going to do things a little bit different today, since I plan on giving you another one of these later in the week. I'm just going to look in order of who was most productive fantasy-wise in week 12, and you start with Josh Jacobs. The walk-off interior run to beat the Seahawks in overtime was an exclamation point for Josh Jacobs owners who probably were regretting that they took him through the first 3 weeks, and he's been awesome since then. Granted, there have been a couple of games there where both he and Devontae Adams and the Raiders have just sucked. But wow, Josh Jacobs touched it 39 times for 303 yards and 2 touchdowns for a total in my scoring settings of 42-plus points in the win against Seattle. Jalen Hurts actually accounted – let me make sure I have this right. Jalen Hurts accounted for more total yards. However, because half of them were passing yards, it doesn't equate to as many fantasy points. Also, interesting that Jalen Hurts rushed 17 times for 157 yards but didn't have a rushing touchdown. He had one huge run, and he just sort of ran out of bounds rather than try to make a move or take on the defender at the end. You know what? That's smart for a quarterback. I own Jalen Hurts. Sure, I would have liked for him to try to take that defender on, score that touchdown, but considering what's in front of the Eagles, and I think it was the first quarter of the game, don't blame him for that and can't argue with his production. Hurts, 153 yards passing and two touchdowns, 157 yards rushing on 17 attempts, no interceptions, no fumbles for Hurts. Way back on Thanksgiving, Josh Allen, it seems like a distant memory, right? Although there are times where people say they can see that Josh Allen is playing injured. They cite more throws shorter to Isaiah McKenzie as a reason Josh Allen has problems with his elbow. But still the third most productive player in fantasy football according to my 21st century standard scoring settings for the Thanksgiving weekend. Again, this is independent of anything that happens in the Colts-Steelers game if Jonathan Taylor goes off as one example. But Josh Allen was number three and continues to be the most productive player in fantasy football for three seasons running. The top non-quarterback was Miles Sanders, and I didn't play him this week. I got him in our podcast league supplemental draft 2 weeks ago. I played him last week, didn't get much out of him, but boy, with the offensive explosion that the Eagles and Packers had on Sunday night, Sanders was great for those of you who own him and did play him. And I certainly will rethink playing him, although it's next week against the Tennessee Titans, who are one of the better run defenses out there. But Miles Sanders got in the end zone quickly, was very involved, 21 carries, 143 yards, two touchdowns, even caught three balls for 17 yards. And Kenneth Gainwell was also involved with touching the ball near the goal line, which was sort of Gainwell's reputation coming into this season, that's how the Eagles like to use Gainwell, near the goal line, down in distance type situation, but Sanders still puts up a huge number and behind Josh Jacobs as the top non-quarterback of the week. The top wide receiver of the week, or as I say, pass catcher, since I am a 21st century league that doesn't use a mandatory tight end, we use a wide receiver tight end flex, was Garrett Wilson. I would imagine he wasn't in many of your lineups, A, because he's only rostered in 73% of Yahoo leagues. The Jets are coming off a game where they didn't score a touchdown. They bench their starting quarterback. They play Mike White, and they blow out the Bears. Granted, the Bears didn't have anything going at quarterback either. But Garrett Wilson, five catches, 95 yards, and two touchdowns, was the top pass catcher of the week. Justin Jefferson, way back on Thanksgiving night, doing it again. Nine catches, 139 yards, one touchdown for Jefferson. Third most productive running back of the week, Nick Chubb. For some reason, the Bucs come out of the bye week very average. We're just trying to hang on. Didn't take Nick Chubb out of the game. Didn't do enough to account for Nick Chubb to force Jacoby Brissett to beat them through the air to Cooper and Peoples-Jones and Njoku. And Chubb was able to stay in the game plan, which is what Kevin Stefanski wants. And in the end, Chubb was a big reason why the Browns rallied late and won in overtime. 26 carries, 116 yards, and a touchdown. He caught one ball for 16 yards. Way back on Thanksgiving, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Mr. Garbage Time, late in the 2021 fantasy season, doing it again this year. 9 for 122 in a touchdown, even threw in a carry for 7 yards. One of the top running backs in Week 12, Brian Robinson, turning it on. The volume has been there for a while now, but he's lacked explosive plays and an ability to get in the end zone. He got in the end zone he caught two balls. Normally that's just Antonio Gibson, but he caught two balls for 20 yards. Robinson carried it 18 for 105. He's come on nicely. I show him going into week 13 as available in 32% of leagues. And I always say, you want guys who touch the ball. And Robinson touches the ball for a Washington team that is surging right now. They play the New York Giants next on the road in week 13. James Conner, a couple of good weeks in a row. Cardinals, though, go on bye next week. So for those of you who have been waiting all year for Conner to do this, you're thrilled he's done it the last 2 weeks, and now you got to sit him week 13 with just 2 weeks left in your regular season. Conner, 25 carries, 120 yards, caught a touchdown as one of his three receptions. Still no Jamar Chase, so T. Higgins has another good game. 7 for 114 and one touchdown there. You can probably expect Chase to go in week 13, keep checking status. Christian Watson continues his hot stretch, and he's done it now with both quarterbacks, with Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love coming in the Sunday night game, 4 for 110 and a touchdown for Christian Watson. Best game of the year for Chris Godwin, no question. While it was a dud for the Buccaneers, Godwin did look 100%, best he's looked all season, running more mid-range or downfield routes. Brady was inaccurate to him just once. 12 catches, 110 yards, and a touchdown for Chris Godwin. That's good work. And I brought up Isaiah McKenzie. He caught six balls for 96 yards and a touchdown. He had two carries for 7 yards for Buffalo in the win against Detroit. That another guy who is available in 67% of Yahoo leagues if you're looking for a waiver pickup going into week 13 and you believe that Josh Allen is going to use him as much or similarly in Buffalo's next game. I'm trying to think of anything else that really stood out. Jamichael Hasty, I'm sure, will be popular on waivers this week, but again, Doug Peterson said he chose to hold ATN out, so picking up Hasty might not get you anything, similar to what he did in the win against the Baltimore Ravens. Hasty available in 97% of leagues. If you didn't play Ezekiel Elliott, I'll bring this up. Sean Sullivan from Bill Curry Ford, didn't play Ezekiel Elliott. He chose to play two other running backs. I get it, but Elliott was productive. He scored a touchdown. He touched the ball 17 times for 95 total yards as Elliott was productive in Dallas's victory, a big second half against the New York Giants. Samaje Perine, in place of Joe Mixon, touched the ball 21 times for 93 yards of tandem offense and a touchdown. I know that the captain, who is our front runner in the podcast league, had Mixon, picked up Perine. He didn't get creative. He just went with who. If Mixon was active, he was going to play Mixon. Mixon wasn't. He put in Perine. Perine did the job. Good enough. And we had an A.J. Dillon sighting. I told you this was eventually going to happen, and it was like watching an entirely different running back. Now, he's done a little more in recent weeks. Against Dallas, 13 for 65, but then just 6 for 13 on the ground against Tennessee, then 8 for 64 and a touchdown against the Eagles on Sunday night, and just looked the part. He also caught three balls for 24 yards. Dillon is available in 22% of leagues. I promise you, those are owners who just gave up on him after waiting for him to get going and be more involved for 3 months now. Okay, so we'll leave it there. Again, I'll answer your individual questions as the week goes on. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to Season 7, Episode 46 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, recorded Monday morning as we are finishing up Week 12 of National Football League play. We'll talk to you next time.